T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
No joke, we should declare a national holiday. Shepard Smith apparently just announced he is retiring from Fox News. Well, what do you know?
We're just around the corner from the weekend.
Most people, Friday is just a day before the weekend.
Hope you have a great weekend.
Life is short. Treat yourself. Have a little fun.
A beer could help.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I am living for the weekend.
Living for the weekend.
I lived for danger.
Awesome! I must have been living hard.
Living for the weekend.
Okay, let's go have some fun.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Have a good weekend.
Yes. Yes. Right on the cusp of the weekend with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South. Yeah, no kidding. I just got a bunch of text messages and emails and a bunch of stuff. Shepard Smith announcing he is retiring from Fox News. Okay. Great to have you along. It is the Frantic Friday edition, the Bobby Mac Show, TGIF, the All Skate, meaning anything you want to talk about is fair game today. And here is how you join me and be a part of the program. Just grab your phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. My email address, bob@1063word.com. Oh, and if you missed it, the key word for this hour in the $1,000 bankroll contest, the opposite of what I am, young, Y-O-U-N-G. Text it to 72881. Get your name in the hat. That is the final keyword for today in the $1,000 bankroll contest. One winner already, and love to make you the next winner before we knock off for the weekend. Yeah, texter responding, Bobby, my prayers have been answered. Shepard Smith leaving. Now if we can get rid of Juan Williams, that would be nice too. Yeah, and add Donna Brazile to that list. Now, what? She'll probably replace Shepard Smith, don't you think? Or Juan Williams, well, one or the other. You know, it's been fascinating to watch what's been going on the past day or so. After this effort to promote a new book, has blown up into massive problems for NBC News. And my immediate reaction, and it had been following the story, a woman who previously had accused former Today Show anchor Matt Lauer of having a relationship with her that she was... felt pressured into, now has come out and said actually that she was raped by Matt Lauer. Ronan Farrow, the guy that has written this new book called Catch and Kill, set off a firestorm in media in New York and Washington. And my immediate reaction was, well, why? I mean, look, I understand that this guy is going to be making the rounds promoting the book. He's trying to sell his book. So he's going to come up with the most salacious stuff he can to try and sell the book, right? But why now, more than a year after Matt Lauer was already canned, within 24 hours of this initial revelation, why all this stuff coming out now? I mean, what more can you do to Matt Lauer? You can't fire him again. He's already been fired. And then it occurred to me, wait a minute. There are guys much higher up the food chain at NBC Universal, like Andy Lack, like Noah Oppenheim, who are respectively chairman of NBC News and BSNBC, that's Andy Lack, and Mr. Oppenheim, who is the president of NBC News. And I thought, oh, wait a minute. Somebody has the knives out for these guys. Because while Matt Lauer may be gone and forgotten, these guys are still running the show at NBC. A column today from Mediaite: the current unfolding of NBC News' mishandling of sexual misconduct within its ranks is without question the biggest media story of the year, at least one that doesn't involve President Trump. Ronan Farrow's new book, Catch and Kill, revives a damning set of stories that launched a generation-defining cultural shift, best known as the hashtag MeToo movement. The story first came to light in 2018 when The New Yorker published Farrow's report after his former employer, NBC News, passed on a report that led to the arrest of movie mogul Harvey Weinstein for reasons that still raise uncharitable questions about NBC News execs. As a result, they agree with me, this is what this is really all about, the knives are out for NBC News and MSNBC chairman Andy Lack and NBC News president Noah Oppenheim, who played central roles in this story. But while the professional future of these two hangs in the balance of how Farrow's stories evolve in the next few days, it's not the alleged killing of the Weinstein story that will get Lack and Oppenheim fired. It's the other stuff. Wednesday, news broke of Matt Lauer's alleged rape of an underling, which surely sent the NBC newsroom into a frenzy. The quickly released response was based on the notion that NBC News handled Lauer allegations swiftly and decisively, noting Matt Lauer's conduct was appalling, horrific, and reprehensible, as we said at the time. That's why he was fired within 24 hours of us first learning of the complaint. Our hearts break again for our colleague. That's the woman who's accused him of rape. In a memo to the staff, Lack noted also that any suggestion that we knew prior to that evening or tried to cover up any aspect of Lauer's conduct is absolutely false and offensive. Well, maybe not so much. During an appearance today on GMA, Farrow told a very different story, saying what we show in this book with a paper trail, with documents, is that there were multiple secret settlements and non-disclosures being struck with women at NBC. When pressed by anchor Curious George Stephanopoulos, Farrow made it clear that over a period of 6 to 7 years, a period in which NBC had denied any settlement, there were 7 non-disclosure agreements. Multiple were with Matt Lauer accusers years before this incident with Brooke Nevels and the firing. The reporter then spiked the proverbial football by adding that he spoke to senior executives who were told about those earlier incidents. Now, there is some reason to believe that because his original report from 2007 was spiked by 2017 was spiked by NBC News, Farrow may have an axe to grind. Yeah. And until allegations are proven to be true, a healthy dose of skepticism is never a bad idea. But Farrow's past reporting suggests that when he claims something to be, it must be taken very seriously. So you get the feeling that Andy Lack and Noah Oppenheim are on very thin ice at NBC, and that the clock is ticking. Won't be long before they suddenly decide to step aside and take early retirement or whatever. But apparently, the place has been a cesspool for decades. Boys Club, NBC. The National Boys Club. Quarter after four here on the Bobby Mack Show. Aren't these people all hardcore lefties, by the way? Quarter after four here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Look, up in the sky, it's the birds. Turn. Anybody make the connection there? You know, a tern is also a bird. Mm-hmm. 421 here, the Bobby Mack Show, in on the text line this afternoon, 71307. Bobby, I wonder why nobody ever goes after George Soros. He needs to be locked up. Well, the rest of them, all of them are so corrupt. Well, he's, you know, multi-billionaire. Guy's essentially untouchable. Bobby, maybe Fox will, like, replace Shepard Smith with, like, Marie Harf. You know, she's, like, already there as a contributor, and she would, like, make everything sound like a question. It would be, like, totally awesome. You remember Marie Harf? You want to talk about the leftist influence at Fox News these days? Take a look at, you know, Juan Williams down in Brazil. Marie Harf, former State Department spokeswoman. Marie Harf is the one that said back during the Obama years that the reason that ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Daesh, whatever you want to call them, the reason they were committing jihadist activities, terrorist activities, was because they didn't have jobs. Yeah, that was her explanation.
Don't!
They didn't have jobs. Marie, they did have jobs. Their jobs were being terrorists. You know, like going around and like killing people? By the way, you know what Marie Harf's government job was before she was a spokeswoman at the State Department? She was an analyst at Langley. Too many Priuses in the parking lot at Langley. Text line, Bobby, don't say knives out. Or the wrath of the Brits will be unleashed upon you for saying knives. There you go. Bobby, don't kid yourself. Young at heart, still young. Bob, what's the over and under on how long it will take before Shep Smith pops up on CNN or BSNBC? Good riddance. Somebody else thinking like me. Bobby, I bet Fox is making room for the Donna Brazile show. Right. Bob, so local law enforcement won't turn an illegal over to ICE, has no qualms turning an American fugitive over to the feds. That's quite an odd double standard. Yeah, but politically correct, you know. Bobby, I hate to tell the estate of the artist formerly known as Prince, but the president can license the song he wants to use through Harry Fox or Easy Song License. And it's absolutely legal. Bobby, now that Hollywood is so liberal and understanding, when are we going to see white actors receive awards on the BET award show? Now, see, you got it wrong. It's a one-way street. Bobby, I noticed during the town hall, Elizabeth Princess Liarwatha Warren was bobbing her head like a chicken as she talked at the audience. She reminded me of Marcy Rhodes Darcy from Married with Children, another know-it-all progressive. Bobby, yes, you are young, but I am younger by just a little bit. Laugh out loud. Okay, Bobby, maybe I'm slow, but I don't even understand what was upsetting about what Fredo Cuomo said. Please explain what was politically incorrect or upsetting. Anything sets these folks off, you know. Bobby, politics is an accurate nomenclature for this field, a group of parasites that will bleed out the host until it's dead. To the phones we go. Let's head to Greenville on the Friday free-for-all and bring in Tiffany here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Tiffany. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I am fine and dandy. Hope you are as well.
I am good. Yes, excellent. I'm sorry to kind of change the subject here.
No, that's okay. It's Friday, so you can talk about anything you want to on Friday.
Oh, well, how about that? Awesome. Well, I would like to talk about the sewer consolidation that's going on right now and all the shadowy attempts that are going on. And it seems just like this is county council trying to take money from places like Taylor's and Gantt and give it all to big developers. And
yeah.
I just want to know, I guess, what you think about that.
I am watching it and trying to learn more about what's going on. But it seems to me, just on the surface, that this is more Agenda 21 style push, where they are going to consolidate these things, more top-down control. And I would like to see the rationale behind a system that has worked well for decades suddenly having the necessity of changing that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I just think it's something that Greenville residents need to be more aware of, and I think that they need to fight this when it comes up. It's so easy to just call the county council members, get some more information on it, and let them know that they think that this consolidation is just, it stinks.
Especially given the fact that there is an election coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Well, I agree, and I'm glad I got to talk to you about it, because I think you have some good points.
My pleasure, Tiffany. Thank you for raising the topic. I appreciate it. We're going to continue to track what is going on there. 28 after 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Back to the text line. Because I know I had some more in here that I had not yet gotten to. Let me scroll through. Bobby, why don't we just kick the you-know-what out of Antifa? Well, they are eventually going to have that happen. I mean, you know, people are going to start showing up for these events. And I'm not suggesting this. I'm just, you know, from the standpoint of self-defense, if these people are going to show up with clubs and bags of urine to throw on people, be prepared to defend yourself. Bobby, that's what I love about this president. He calls it like he sees it. That must be a reference to the president's comment last night saying that the only reason that Biden was kept around as Obama's VP was because he did a good job of kissing his butt. Oh, he didn't use the word butt. He used the A word. Hi, Bobby Mac. Did you ever think of having the chicks on the right on your show? Ah, behind the power curve. We have had the chicks on the right on the show. I'm trying to remember when they were on. You remember offhand when the chicks were on by Miss Moneypenny? I don't remember either, but I can because I have photos in my cell phone. I can look back at the date on those. They said they'd love to come to Greenville. Yeah, they have before. Bobby, I wonder why we don't see many Antifa around here. Well, it's not a good breeding ground for them here in the very red upstate of South Carolina. And they probably understand if they were to try and pull this kind of stuff as they did in Minneapolis last night, they're going to receive, how should I phrase this, pushback, right? 4:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. I don't want to be depressing or bring people down here on Friday, but Victor Davis Hanson, who's been a guest on this show a couple of times, is a brilliant guy, and he's written a column today that paints a kind of a dark picture of where we may be going, and he makes some very valid points. His latest column is called "Is America Entering a Dark Age?" That's next here on the Bobby Mack Show on Friday. Oh, and one more thing. I am Iron Man. Yeah. 4:39, Friday free-for-all here on the Bobby Mack Show. Great to have you along this afternoon. In on the text line 71307. Bobby, did you notice last night after the Trump rally in Minneapolis, Fox News was the only news channel that covered the hellacious riot against Trump supporters? Yeah. Yeah, of course, you know. Again, selective editing is what they believe in there. Oh, we don't need to show that stuff. Now, I mentioned before we went to the break, there was a great column by a very bright guy, brilliant guy, in fact, Victor Davis Hanson. He writes National Review, and you can find his columns in numerous places on the web. This one happened to be at Pajamas Media, PJ Media. Is America entering a dark age? Many of the stories about the gods and heroes of Greek mythology were compiled during Greek Dark Ages. Impoverished tribes passed down oral traditions that organized after the fall of the lost palatial civilizations of the Mycenaean Greeks. Dark Age Greeks tried to make sense of the massive ruins of their forgotten forebears' monumental palaces that were still standing around. As illiterates, they were curious about occasional clay tablets they plowed up in their fields with incomprehensible ancient Linear B inscriptions. We of the 21st century are beginning to look back at our own lost epic times and wonder about these now nameless giants who left behind monuments that we cannot replicate, but instead merely use or even mock. Does anyone believe that contemporary Americans could build another transcontinental railroad in 6 years? Californians tried to build a high-speed rail line, but after more than a decade of government incompetence, lawsuits, cost overruns, and constant bureaucratic squabbling, they've all but given up. The result is a half-built overpass over the skyline of Fresno and not yet a foot of track laid. Who were those giants of the 1960s responsible for building our interstate highway system? California's roads now are mostly the same as we inherited them, although the state population has tripled. We've added little to our freeway network, either because we forgot how to build good roads or would prefer to spend the money on redistributive entitlements. When California had to replace a quarter section of the earthquake-damaged San Francisco Bay Bridge, it turned into a near disaster with 11 years of acrimony, fighting, cost overruns, and a commentary on our decline into Dark Ages primitivism. Yet 82 years ago, our ancestors built four times the length of this single replacement span in less than 4 years. It took them just 2 years to design the entire Bay Bridge and award the contracts. Our generation required 5 years just to plan to replace a single section. In inflation-adjusted dollars, we spent six times the money on one quarter of the length of the bridge and required 13 agencies to grant approval. In 1936, just one agency oversaw the entire bridge project. California has not built a major dam in 40 years. Instead, officials squabble over the water stored and distributed by our ancestors who designed the California State Water Project and Central Valley Project. Contemporary Californians would have little food or water without these massive transfers, and yet They often ignore or damn the generation that built the very system that saves us. America went to the moon in 1969 with supposedly primitive computers and backward engineering. Does anyone believe we could launch a similar moonshot today? No American has set foot on the moon in the last 47 years, and it may not happen in the next 50. Hollywood once gave us blockbuster epics, brilliant westerns, great film noirs, and classic comedies. Now it endlessly churns out comic book superhero films or pathetic remakes of prior classics. Our writers, directors, and actors have lost the skills of their ancestors, but they're also cowardly, and in regimented fashion, they simply parrot boring race, class, and gender bromides that are neither interesting nor funny. Does anyone believe that the Oscar ceremonies are more engaging and dignified than in the past? We've been fighting in Afghanistan without result for 18 years. Our forefathers helped to win World War II and defeat the Axis powers in four. In terms of learning, does anybody believe that a college graduate in 2020 will know half the information of a 1950 graduate? In the 1940s, young people read William Faulkner, F. Scott Fitzgerald, Pearl Buck, John Steinbeck. Are our current novelists turning out anything comparable? Could today's high school graduate even finish The Good Earth or The Grapes of Wrath? True, social media is impressive. The internet gives us instant access to global knowledge. We are a more tolerant society, at least in theory. But Facebook is not the Hoover Dam, and Twitter is not the Panama Canal. Our ancestors were builders and pioneers and mostly fearless. We are regulators, auditors, bureaucrats, adjudicators, censors, critics, plaintiffs, defendants, social media junkies, and thin-skinned scolds. A distant generation created, we mostly delay, idle, and gripe. As we walk amid the refuse, needles, and excrement on the sidewalks of our fetid cities, as we sit motionless on our jammed ancient freeways, and as we pout on Twitter and electronically whine in the porticos of our Ivy League campuses, will we ask, who were these people who left these strange monuments that we use but can neither emulate nor understand? In comparison to us, they now seem like gods. Boy, too true and sad. Victor Davis Hanson, he's a classicist and historian at the Hoover Institution, Stanford University, where I'm sure he is always heartily welcomed by the faculty. 14 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Quick break here, and then we go right back to the phones on the Friday free-for-all here on WORD.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 4:52 now, 8 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show on the text line. Hey, Bobby, don't forget, all these folks showing up at these Trump rallies, they're getting paid to do all this terrorism. Yeah, George Soros spreading his money around. Bobby Mac, having connected the dots between the Democrats' ploys of, number one, instructing illegals who are told to claim to be asylum seekers, and number two, turning leakers and unnamed sources into whistleblowers, I suspect their next ploy will be to secretly instruct illegals to tell CBP agents they're all whistleblowers. Yeah. To the phones we go. Ariel is next up and is in Greenville. Hi, and welcome to the Friday Free for All.
Hi, Bobby. How are you doing?
So far, so good.
Well, that's good to hear. I heard you had a nice morning on the golf course.
I did. Yeah, nice weather. I like it. I like sweater vest weather. You know, am I showing my age in saying that, Ariel?
No, I like boot weather. I'm showing my northeastern leaning.
Hey,
so
there you go. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I just wanted to piggyback on the caller that called in about the Parker sewer consolidation situation we have going on.
Yes.
I don't know if you saw the Greenville News this morning and the story about the, you know, the potential collusion, maybe bribery going on between the county and former Sheriff Will Lewis and all of that. And it just got me thinking, we have that going on. We have this County Square development situation that seems like there's a lot maybe we don't know about it, and
yes,
you know, the finances going into this.
Right.
Are these the people that we really want making decisions about the infrastructure that's going to support all of the development in our current residents in this, in these huge areas?
That's a fair question, and it's one that more people should be asking themselves. And as I mentioned to Tiffany, there's no better time to do that because, of course, many of these or several of these council members are either up for re-election or there are other individuals challenging them for their seats. So no better time than now to find out where we're going with these projects and who stands to gain.
Yeah, well, and it's just thinking about if it is consolidated, all of that money is funneled into one place. Is that board really going to be sensitive to the areas like San Susi, Berea, you know, further out in Five Forks?
Right.
Or are they just going to be funneling money into, you know, the hot button areas where everyone's, you know, putting in development rather new development and sprawl rather than infill that would actually be responsible development?
Yeah, and I think that's a fair question to ask because given, number one, the progressives' tendency for top-down control, and number two, their ability to be able to have control over a wider area and therefore more money to deal with to be able to redistribute, for lack of a better word, it begs the question, why now and why the necessity of doing this all of a sudden?
Right. Well, and is this really in the taxpayers' interest? You know, are they actually looking out for the residents? Or what are they looking out for? You know,
yes,
there are a lot of questions,
yep,
that we need to be asking our council members.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is an issue that has been kind of flying under the radar, but it's indicative of a lot of other things that are going on. It's a microcosm of a lot of other things that are going on. And it does demand that the taxpayers get some significant answers to these very serious questions.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Bobby. I appreciate you taking my call today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Ariel. I appreciate your being here. Also in on the text line 71307. I thought I had some others that I needed to catch up with. No, I think I actually did manage to catch up with the older text messages. Now I can go back to the top. Bobby, do you know why we're entering the dark ages, the two L's, liberals and lawyers? Bobby, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Great words from Network, Patty Chayefsky's great novel and the movie made from it. Bobby, how long would a family with a millennial attitude have survived if put in the circumstances of the family of the Grapes of Wrath? Bobby, after you've read that article, you absolutely have to watch the movie Idiocracy. Yeah, if you have not seen Idiocracy, it is worth taking a look at because it may be tragically painting a picture of where we're headed. Hour number two is zipped on past here in the Bobby Mac Show. 5 o'clock Follies is on the way next. And since it'll be right after 5 o'clock, we'll kick off the weekend. Whee!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.